Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Otis B, Sport of Time, episode 361. We just looked it up, and I know that's correct. John's with me. Hi, John.
We're all about the facts here on The Sportive.
Always. Hi, Stu.
Yo.
And Chicken Fingers.
What's up, fuckers?
There he is. There he is. That doesn't get old. 300 and... You probably said it 340 times? No, wait. No. No. 305?
Yeah,
I'm not kidding. Let's get right back to Sportive. Yep. Yeah, possibly. You were gone for a while, but you're back. Okay, I want to talk pigskin right at the top of it.
Good.
Sell it to the cheap seats. The Vikings are done. It's early January. And So they are now looking into an offseason where they have to make a decision on Kirk Cousins, who will be back next year, or healthy next year, I should say. I don't know if he'll be back. And then they've got the 11th pick in the draft. Do I have that right?
Correct.
Yes.
They do. Yes.
They're probably still in a little bit of salary cap hell beyond that, but getting rid of Cousins would probably free up possibly some dollars. John, I think you're our capologist here on the show. Is that right?
I did kind of look this up. Cousins' cap hit, no matter what happens next year, is apparently $28 million. Now, why it should be $28 million, I couldn't begin to explain to you. But that seems to be the truth. And Chicken and I talked about this last week, and I still don't know the answer. If they sign him, I think that probably changes. Like, if they signed him to a $30 million contract, I don't think that it would then be a $58 million cap hit. But I'll be darned if I can figure out how or why.
It's dead cap money, John.
Yes, that's what I always say. Oh, there's a lot of dead money
dead
out
cap.
There.
What about, yeah, dead
just
money.
Hope there's no follow-up, John. What about the void?
Just pray there's no follow-up questions.
Yeah.
Dead cap money.
Oh, it's the dead money. Yeah. Dead money will get you. Everybody knows about the dead money.
So they have a few different options. I'm wondering if you can give me your reactions to some of the ideas that are out there. And we can go around the room, or you can give me a thumbs up, thumbs down, grade A through F. You can go boner clock. I mean, whatever you want to do for your reaction. I'm just wondering your opinion. So I think I've got a few of these written down. Let's talk about them. Number one is if we just go the easy route, go chalk, re-sign Kirk, and just draft whoever the best player available is, kind of position be damned. They could probably use, I'm guessing, somebody at most. You don't need a wide receiver or a tight end, but beyond that, they probably have every position on defense. Seems like a need, as far as I'm concerned, and you can always use offensive line help. So that's option one. What do we think about that?
In my reactions, instead of 1 through 10 or boner clock, etc., be me trying to recreate famous picture memes that you might recognize from the internet. Okay.
This will be even better given that this is an audio and not a video podcast.
I do my best.
If you're still looking at 361, you earned this. This is on you. This is not on Chicken.
I'm going to do my best to not describe his face and just react, just laugh. Or
you guessed the meme.
Okay. Okay.
So it was draft.
Sign Kirk Cousins again. Oh. And just draft whoever we think the best player available is, whether it's an edge rusher, a linebacker, a cornerback. We need help. Very basic. Possibly the betting odds in Vegas, I'm guessing, have this as like the most likely outcome.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. That
was the Alonzo morning.
That was the Alonzo morning for sure.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Alonzo morning's acceptance of the truth.
Yeah, he couldn't believe it. And then he,
That's probably the best route. Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. I guess that's probably the, You nailed it. Yeah.
Okay. So we're voting Alonzo Mourning on this option.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's my, that's my, you guys can have whatever GIF or GIF, famous GIF reaction you want.
I'm still a hard G on that one. Just, I don't know.
Let's see. Justin Jefferson wants Kirk back. So I want Justin Jefferson back. So, and if the best player available is one of the quarterbacks, great. If it's the guy from Alabama named Kool-Aid, great.
I love that.
And as long as it's not a safety who is a healthy scratch every Sunday, I think that would be fantastic.
It'd be an improvement.
It would be an improvement. So that's the concern. Chicken has raised it a number of times. He does not trust Kwesi. And
he's got to earn it.
I looked this up this morning. Do you guys know how many defensive snaps Lewis Cine took this year?
I subscribe to your newsletter, so I do know.
I don't think he's seen very many, John.
sure hasn't.
I'm happy with it. Sorry. I love it.
I would, if I wasn't a subscriber to your newsletter, in reality, I probably would have guessed something like 15 snaps per game. Maybe he's injured a little bit. I'd say, I don't know. Let's say 250.
Yeah, exactly. That, I mean, that those would be like the
That'd be a bad number.
Yeah, that would be bad. He got 8 defensive snaps the whole season. This is his second year. He was healthy the whole year. 8. He got 8 snaps. Stu got 6 snaps. I mean, an edge rusher.
That's
in a flannel. He didn't even have a uniform.
Aaron Rodgers got this year.
He's knocked out at 12:02 p.m. in the first game, and he had the same amount. My God,
unbelievable! Just absolutely unbelievable. How, and it's not like it's not like he came from IUPUI or something like that. He was a really good player for the best team in the country, and somehow he's terrible. I have no idea how this happened.
Yeah, that's bad. Yep. Not good.
Not a good pick. Not a good year.
I think I'm with you. This is probably the least. I'm all for chaos for the most part. But then I also am into like, oh, start Jaren Hall. That's chaotic and funny. And then it's not funny after like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, I thought that'd be funny. It's you know, it's like renting a moped or something. It's like, all right, I'm done with this. I have it for the whole day.
The Joe Webb experience.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, oh, this could work. This will be fun. And then six plays in, you're like, oh, this is not enjoyable.
Yeah, like Kevin Seifert was showing pictures of all the receivers who were wide open on his dropbacks. And like, they cut to Jaren Hall and he's tying his fucking shoe. I mean, he's just not even. He just completely overwhelmed by the moment. And I just,
Like renting a moped for the whole day is a great metaphor, Brandon. I like that a lot.
Just take it back. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's our first one. How about we drop Kirk and we move up in the draft for one of the quarterbacks? I'm not talking about the number one pick or the number two pick, but like one of the other guys who seem pretty good, but move up to like the fifth pick or something like that. How does that sound?
Like, you're talking like Penix or the Heisman winner from LSU, or like
Jaden Daniels, or there's probably a couple other guys who will pop at some point. Like
the number one and two are going to be Caleb Williams and Drake May. They're not going to get either one of those guys.
I don't even think it's unless it's like the next 5 years of first round picks and three other good, you know, I don't even think it's really possible. So I wouldn't even entertain that as an idea, but all the other ones, and we have the 11th pick. So that, it does help. How does that float your boat at all? Are we going to go with GIF?
I really don't.
You want me to? Okay.
GIF, sorry. GIF reaction. Yeah, please.
Okay. This will be a tough one, too.
Okay.
But you guys nailed the last one.
Yeah.
Trying to think, what angle does he go at? Do you know that one?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's the overweight black guy looking pretty excited about something, and he's scheming and he's rubbing his palms together.
Yes.
Does he have like a hat on, maybe?
Kind of a pimp.
He's dressed like a pimp.
It's a bright yellow. It's a bright yellow suit coat.
Yep. Yes. Okay. But no, I thought maybe there was a matching hat there. So
I don't think he was overweight. I just think he was portly.
He's beefy.
He was beefy. Just
you guys are good at this. I know I'm not good at doing the acting. So I think you guys are really good.
The funniest thing about this is you've got Chicken, who's pretty online, and then you've got the rest of us who are too online. And we're all like, online. Oh yeah, we knew that
online
immediately.
Poisoned.
Come on. Yeah.
I didn't think you're gonna get
okay.
And
so
I don't know. I just invented this game 2 seconds ago, and I don't know what options you're gonna bring up. So I have to immediately try to think of my limited knowledge of memes. This is a lot harder. I should have thought this through.
Well, I'm sorry to break it to you, but I have 75 options for us to run through for today. So you're going to really have to get deep in your bag.
I've only got one more.
No, I've only got a couple more options. Okay, so this is move up to grab one of those QBs. This is a little bit of a chaos play, which I really like. They're supposed to be really good, these quarterbacks. And if we don't give up the entire farm,
who even farms anymore? Give it
we
up.
Don't need it. We don't need, don't need it. We'll get another farm at some point. People sell farms.
Bill Gates has lots of farms, apparently. I don't know. Again, I'm not in a ton, but sort of here.
He's got tons. He's got extras. We could use one. John, what do you think?
I don't think Bill Gates has as many farms as you think he does.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair feedback.
I don't know. It's the Vikings, unfortunately, are in the situation where they need as many draft picks as possible. Like, if they had 25 draft picks, that would not be too many draft picks for next year. So I don't know that getting rid of any is going to make anything better. Because, as you mentioned, if they could draft 11 defensive players, one at every position, I think they would.
Yeah. Yeah, they could use them all. So you're worried it'd be a little bit of like, not a great analogy, but like a Bryce Young, where like, maybe he's good at quarterback. How do we have any idea? His whole team around him sucks. It might be one of those scenarios.
I mean, I'm saying that if they trade any number of their picks to move up in the draft, there's a possibility they won't be able to field the team next year because they won't have enough players to fill out the roster.
Well, Sean is ready to go. We know. He's fresh.
He doesn't have a lot of miles on him. He's like the anti-Derrick Henry.
No wear and tear. Yeah. Okay. That's option two. Third one. Let me know how this sounds to you. We ditch Kirk and we trade for Justin Fields.
That's a terrible idea.
Okay. I like mobile quarterbacks. Okay, here's the gift. Hold on.
This is going to be the hard one. This might be the hardest one. I don't think you're going to get this one. I'm trying to think, is there a better one? Nah, that's the only one I can think of.
Okay.
I'm going to cheat a little bit because I got to give you a visual. I've got a wife beater, a white wife beater on. Okay, that's a hint. It's a clue. can you picture that one?
I can't.
I'm trying
just
to.
Your face was funny.
You kind of.
It's Samuel L. Jackson. He's got like mutton chops, and he's in a wife beater, and he's super angry. Super angry. Like, I don't even know what movie it's from.
A Time to Kill?
I think it might be A Time to Kill. But
is it Time to Kill?
I don't know.
Remember that scene in A Time to Kill. I don't remember him at, like...
I don't think so either. He just had the one moment of rage.
He had a moment of rage. I don't think he was, like, mutton chops and stuff. And
could you make that face again? It was just delightful.
I'm not smiling. I can't do it.
Okay, so
the Brandon makes during Tom. Hey. Hold on, when the ump is tapping him on the ass. Okay. I'm sorry.
Son of a bitch. Oh my God, I'm so mad.
Shit.
Hmm.
Okay.
That's like it's a superhero movie, I think.
I've never seen it.
Or
Unbreakable?
Unbreakable. Or yeah, just some or sci-fi sort of thing. Yeah. I think it's Unbreakable.
Okay. That's what came to mind.
Okay. All right. So that was
I knew you wouldn't get it.
Yeah, rage or shock or just intense? Rage. Okay, rage.
You don't... Not interested.
Not interested. $17.
Ernie's not home right now. It's just
okay. Crazy. Well, I don't know what to think. I don't watch much Justin Fields. I don't listen to a whole lot of content about football, but the stuff that I do kind of listen to, it felt like every other week it was either this guy's a stud and he's going to be a Pro Bowler, or we should maybe cut him because he has no future in the league. And it was different every week. But I just thinking maybe you could get him cheaper. Like, he might not be super expensive.
Mm-hmm. No.
Man, I don't see the Bears doing that within the division, for one, without getting a haul. So I just...
What kind of haul do you think they're going to get for him? You think they're going to get, like, first-round picks or anything?
No. I don't think so. That's like you decide you're going to go out and you're going to... You need a new car. The family needs a new car. It's broken. The family car is broken down. You just had enough. You need a new car, and so you go to the used car place and you shop around a little bit. But they're all really expensive. Like, they're more than you wanted to pay. And then you hear from a buddy, like your buddy's friend is selling a 94 GMC Sierra with 205,000 miles on it for $2,000, and you're like, well,
isn't that what you bought?
Yeah, that's exactly what I bought. I'm saying this from the driveway in this back window. Yeah. If anybody wants to come over to my house, you can see the results of this decision where you're like, well, you know, the price is right. It's not exactly what I needed, but
so take it from John, who already traded for Justin Fields.
Yeah, I traded for Justin
Fields. I did that already.
In car form. It's not what you want to do. Save up another year. Buy something for $5,000.
Okay. All right. So no discount shopping for quarterbacks this year when you've got the Kirk Cousins
when
model
you're saying
available.
What I'm trying to say is when you say to yourself, well, the price is right, that's when you know you're about to do something stupid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. Okay. Okay,
when's
that's
the
fine.
Next time I'm going to be in Haiti is that.
Yeah.
that is the thinking that goes into that. So,
okay, how about we ditch Kirk and we sign this? You're going to hate this one then if you didn't like. You just kind of blew up my whole forest. Re-sign Case Keenum. Use all of our money on defensive players. And just go the Browns route, which is have a guy just throw a ball up to our really good wide receiver 25 times a game. YOLO, let's see what happens. Get in through defense.
They sort of, you just got to pick right.
Yeah.
I mean, if they had picked Minshew or Flacco this year, they would have been fine. They would have been a wild card team.
Yep.
They just picked the wrong dudes. I mean, Nick Mullins is just... literally throwing Molotov cocktails around the field the entire game.
Stu, I hear you, and I agree 1,000%. Mm-hmm. Even if they had picked Flacco or Minshew, they wouldn't be even going to a – they would be a wild card team, but they would not be going to a Super Bowl. And they sure as shit would.
You are correct.
And that's what I'm after when I talk – when I give the positive memes – to drafting somebody in the top, moving up, drafting the guy you want. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to build. Mm-hmm. 5 years of going to the conference championship potentially and having a shot of winning the Super Bowl. Not going to the playoffs and losing in the first or second round.
Yeah, my fear, Chicken, is that the guy they decide they want is like J.J. McCarthy from Michigan.
Yes.
Who gives off the strongest Christian Ponder vibes I think I've ever gotten outside of Christian Ponder himself. It's nothing against J.J. McCarthy. That's the vibe. Maybe I'm wrong.
Does he have you mean a noodle arm? Noodle punts?
I just
know everything. The personality. Sam Ponder, when they went to TCBY and ate an entire medium before she realized it wasn't her husband. that much of a Christian pun.
Yeah, I just, I he seems like a nice enough guy.
Yeah,
I mean, great. What a title. I mean, what a, he's got a chip. He's got a chip, as they call it. But I just don't think he's it. I'm that's my concern.
Yeah, that's fair. But
I mean, Kwesi,
you got to take the swing. You got to try.
Take the swing. I mean, they've just got to be right.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what they honestly at the end. It doesn't matter which path of Brandon's they choose. They just got to be right.
Yeah,
you got to keep Jefferson here. You need a quarterback to throw the ball to him, and then build a.
Going back to my first one, which was the obvious, the chalk pick, which is just keep Cousins. How long is that going to be the plan for then? If they're not just going to go year by year at this point, are they? Isn't it like if they sign him, they're going to sign him for like 3-4 years? Or do you think they really are just going to be like...
My guess is that if they get him back, it would be for 2 years. And then whoever they pick, it's going to be the second or third year is when he takes
it. Love model. Yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Sure, but they've tried it twice now.
So,
they tried it with Jaren Hall, and they tried it with that other guy that we cut almost immediately. Did he even play for us? The guy that Zimmer hated so much? He was like, I seen him in practice.
Oh, Jesus.
Why don't you play him? I've seen him in practice.
And he was right.
As a fairly harsh critic of Zimmer, let's give Mike credit on Kellen Mond, by the way. Boy, did he have that one right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, what a dick thing to say. But it's so good that we can laugh about it, but I'm glad I'm not Kellen Mond. And I wish I was there when he was...
Guess, and maybe it's more of a hope, is that Kellen Mond was maybe kind of a dink, and he was like, I don't really care if I'm calling this kid out. Because if he was like an incredible kid who was doing his best, I have to think even old red-ass Zimmer would have said something different than, I've seen him play. That's why he's not getting the game. Oh, man, that was good.
Oh,
yeah, incredible. So we tried that twice, and I was excited about both of them. Neither of them worked. I don't know. Maybe one time it'll hit, but it just seems we always go like, "Oh well, it worked for Dak Prescott or whatever," to just find a guy, but it doesn't work. Even Jordan, I guess you're saying use like a good pick for a quarterback, right? Like Jordan Love was a first rounder versus the rest of the guys we've been getting are like fifth and sixth rounders.
Yeah.
Just be right. And
if
like last night's game drops Penix to the second round, so you get like the best defender at 11 and Penix at 37 or wherever. That's a huge draft right there. That's fantastic.
Super interesting.
Yeah.
God, I did. Really interesting. Unfortunately, did not see the game last night. Was he like bad? Or like how it was just kind of like, oh, maybe he's not like.
The Michigan defense is really fucking good. And they had him in hell, especially the first half. He like didn't connect on a couple of deep balls. But I mean, it was just refreshing to see somebody. He just can flick his wrist and throw it 55 yards.
Right.
That's kind of, and that's like, to me, that's, and if you can harness that, if you can like, you know, get that, and he seemed to be, I mean, he was great all year, man. He's Heisman runner up. I mean, and Washington is not exactly a traditional power where they're loaded every year. They have a couple of really good dudes.
Yep.
And Penix was fantastic. So he was projected mid second round before the start of the year. I'm sure he's gone up since. I don't know. John's the draft expert. I honestly don't know why I'm not deferring to him.
Yeah, so, draft John. Nick.
Wonk.
I mean, it is true that between Indiana and Washington, he's got about 75 college starts under his belt.
He does.
He
will not have an issue starting if he has to next year.
That's right. He's got a lot of experience in, you know, different places and different offenses and stuff because he already played 4 years in Indiana and 2 years at Washington. So I don't know how you can be more NFL ready than that.
Right. Oh, man. That is true. There's a few quarterbacks like that. Isn't that Bo Nix pretty old as well?
He's 35.
I graduated with him, so I guess I know his age.
When Tanner Morgan was a senior.
Yeah. I was going to say, when the Gophers played Auburn in the bowl game, it was Bo Nix running scared as the Gophers just – stampeded around and threw him into a ditch.
That's who the song he sold. That's who the song Landslide is about. you got to know a little bit about
that up.
That's Stevie Nicks joke.
Oh, Yeah, I didn't see that coming. I'm embarrassed. The Stevie Nicks thing. Damn it. Okay, so those are all the options I had. So you are relieved of your gift duty, Chicken. Thank you for doing that. That was fun.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. That was
working on it all week.
Really stupid.
Yeah, I had you prep for that for a long time. Took a couple days of PTO.
And well, I came up with
went to a mall where it had those angled mirrors just so you can kind of see all the is this really working? Went to an express. He's clasping his hands.
Delightful.
Okay. I want to do a quick lightning round playoff preview and ask you who I should be rooting for this weekend in the playoff games. There's six of them, if I did my math right. Browns versus Texans. It seems like an
it's
obvious
our team. Brandon, did you not remember that was our preseason team?
Everybody's rooting for the Texans here, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Fun team to watch.
There's probably some cool Browns fans out there somewhere. Joe Posnanski is the only one I know of.
Matt Wells,
of course. Our friend Matt. Miles Garrett seems like a pretty cool guy. That Joe Flacco story is incredible. Actually, Miles Garrett hit a guy in the head with a helmet, right?
Which was kind of cool, honestly.
His own helmet, too.
Mason
which actually
Rudolph
is a little bit badass. Getting it with your own helmet, that's got to be.
David Njoku looks like a monster. Yep. He's like incredibly strong and big.
He's so good.
But I think Houston's, I mean, speaking of hitting on the quarterback, Stroud.
Yep.
I mean, just there it is. I mean, day one, he was locked in. So,
such
I mean,
a stud. And D'Amico Ryans is the coach. He seems like a great guy as well. So it seems like a pretty obvious.
They were so bad last year, too. They were real, real bad.
Yeah. They had was the second pick their own or the third pick? They traded up for one of them. I mean, they were like three or four wins last year, right? I guess we could probably look this up, but it doesn't really matter. I'm done looking stuff up on the internet, by the way. I'm just done with it.
That's what Wade is for. Let Wade do Wade stuff.
Yeah. Just roll with it. Who cares? Who cares how many wins they had, actually? I don't need to know. I'm done. Okay. Easy. Okay. This one, maybe a little bit harder. Dolphins versus Chiefs, also, I believe, Dolphins on Saturday. Easy Dolphins?
Well, I'm just...
Yeah, easy Dolphins, but they're not going to win because it's going to be 5 degrees in Kansas City on Saturday and all the Dolphins are hurt.
Yeah, that the injury thing is a real bummer.
Yeah, their whole defense is hurt.
But Kansas City has sucked most of this year. Even their wins have been pretty gross. And
yeah.
So...
I like the... Yeah.
I would have Fish like guy. 2 weeks ago would have said Miami and fairly comfortably, but their whole defense is just done. I mean,
is this
like
your
Melvin Ingram, who's 1,000 years old in football years and real years, trying to cover a receiver last week, and he was just puffing and bolts are falling off him. He's trying to catch up.
I don't like that. All of us agree that so far all of us agree on both games. So we need to find ones that
are these. I'm wondering, is your answer who you're rooting for or who you think's going to win?
Rooting for.
Okay. Rooting interest. Because I'm going to be rooting for the Chiefs here. I can't help it. I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah.
Why? Yep.
I've always loved Mahomes, and it's hard to just decide to turn against
him. You got your Bucks sweatshirt on, too?
My Michigan won last night. That's huge for me.
Harbaugh glasses. What? Yep.
I just
always like the Chiefs. What? Shut up.
No, I just, Mahomes, when he was, I don't know, just, it's hard for me. I used to like Brady, too, and then eventually I just was like, no, never mind, I don't.
I broke you down with the
you
Chiefs.
Did. It took a while. Yeah, but you got me. So you'll get there, I'm sure, with Mahomes, but still, I don't know. This is probably like a 51-49, though. I like the Dolphins.
He's too affable. That's the thing Mahomes has going for me, is he... Brady, it was like this, ended up being more, and still is, just two, he's got the model girlfriend. I don't know. There's two nothing.
Robot, probably annoying as shit to talk to. It's like, robotic. Just,
Mahomes, you can tell, is kind of a little bit of a dork, like kind of
very dorky. He's got the frog voice going,
which I like. He's too affable. Like it's too.
Yeah, I got open and I hit him with a couple passes, and you know it was just great, man. It was real fun. It's like, it's like what? Who?
Uncanny
doing voice work tonight. Who knew? I did not know we're doing voice work tonight.
I didn't either. I didn't know it until I just started doing that. That was nerve wracking too. You know, to get it wrong, be bad. So I don't know. I still think that I want to cheer for the Dolphins. Their head coach seems cool. Tua seems like good guy. They're fun. Yeah, for sure. But if the Chiefs end up winning, I'll be like, yeah, that was actually who I was rooting for. Okay. Steelers versus Bills.
Bills.
Tomlin's cool.
No. Hey, Tomlin's the only thing I had. Yeah.
But
I like Tomlin a
the lot. Steelers, the Steelers are the poor man's Green Bay Packers. I'm not rooting for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
The blue collar.
I still like Diggs. Diggs is still, you know.
Mm-hmm. Got Diggs.
Yeah. I do like
I root for Josh Allen. He's pretty fun. Yeah. He also is like the most YOLO insane quarterback I've ever like, fuck it, let's try it. You
it's
know?
Like if Rex Grossman was actually good.
Yes, exactly.
But he still is so prone to self-destruction.
Caller
he
Rex just
has to, he just has to wing it up there a couple of times. Just
can't help it. He
just
cannot
to feel
help
something.
It. I don't, it might be one of the, well, no, I think I'm going to be rooting for the Bills. The other thing too, in this one is like, I think the Steelers kind of suck. So if you're also playing for like a more fun following weekend, if the Steelers win this one, it's like they're going to be like 14-point underdogs, and it might just not be a fun game the following weekend. So just for keeping close games in the next weekend, I'm going to go Bills on this one. Okay. Right. Here we go. Packers, Cowboys.
Cowboys by 50.
Yeah. It sucks the league put me in this position where I have to
I did not want
it. I don't appreciate it.
Yeah. Nobody likes it.
No one likes this. Do you think I like this?
Absolute
I don't like
bullshit.
This.
It's like doing the dishes. Nobody likes doing the dishes.
I just want you to want to do the dishes. shit. I know. I'm like hardcore rooting for the Cowboys though. Like I cannot handle looking at this lineup. Like I just, oh God, it will ruin my weekend.
God, but Jerry Jones winning just makes me.
Yeah. You know, my skin happiness. Is crawling thinking about it.
And gross. Believe me, I'm not at all. I'm not at all happy having to depend on Mike McCarthy in the playoffs to make things go well. Boy, this is not a good
NFC. You keep going because I don't know what I'm going to do about this whole NFC.
Yeah, this is a tricky one. This is the first of the three really tricky ones. Yeah. So okay, so we're chalk on Cowboys as well. That's great. There's some CeeDee Lamb, Dak. They probably are fine humans.
Doesn't matter. It legitimately doesn't matter.
CeeDee Lamb is incredible.
Yeah. Yep. But Jerry Jones just ruins everything. So okay. Little bit trickier here. Rams versus Lions. Probably. I mean, the heartfelt one is the Lions, right? The Rams just recently won. But Stafford seems cool. They're kind of they're going to be underdogs.
It's
a little bit funny for the Lions to lose. Their defense is so bad.
The Lions took out Hockenson with a dirty tackle, so I'm going to root for the Rams. Fuck the Lions.
Okay. The Rams won it so recently that their fans like just got the team and then got like I just don't like
what them. Fans. They don't have fans.
Yeah, I just don't like that they won it. I don't like that they won that Super Bowl. I never sat well with me. I'm going with the kiddies.
Yeah,
a little redemption story for Goff. Yeah, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, he doesn't do much for me.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I like Dan Campbell. Seems like a good guy, but
I like Dan Campbell. I like that Amon Saint
Brown.
He's the goalie for the United.
Yeah, it's cool. Double duty. It's good to see. This is a tough one for me, John. Where are you going here?
You know, I can't in good conscience root for a team from Michigan. It's just not happening.
I didn't see that coming up. All right. Huh.
You gotta have principles. That's
just because of they just got a victory, so they're all fine. Yeah, they don't need it anymore.
Are you still mad about that GMC Sierra? Like, that was probably made in Canada, John. It wasn't made in Detroit.
It's true. You bought it. You made the choice to buy it.
I did look at it. It was made in Ontario. It was made in Oshawa.
Yeah, I knew it. Yeah. See? Be mad at the Senators or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, the Toronto Raptors. Fuck those guys. That's fine.
Nope, can't do it.
All right. So you're rooting for the Rams. Okay, cool. Yep, I might just have Rams. To see how this one feels when the game starts, because I could see going either way in this one. Speaking of teams who just leave me cold and flaccid, Eagles versus Buccaneers.
Yeah, Tampa. Yeah. That's an easy one.
I'm a Baker players. Mayfield man. I'm a Mayfield man.
Always have been, just like my daddy before me. We're Mayfield men.
No, this is... Tampa Bay.
Really? Yeah. You're getting excited about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I'm not excited about it, but I just want to see, like, Eagles Twitter is burning to the ground right now.
Oh, that is true. The shade shot in. Hold on. Look at this word. Shadenfreud.
Yeah, so I just want to see where this road goes.
Okay, that's fair.
That's the equivalent of you holding up the three in that Brad Pitt movie.
Inglourious Bastards.
You're definitely not German. We just gave
I love the Schadenfreude. Is it a hard A or a soft A? What do we think?
A soft A.
Schadenfreude. Wow. I did not know it was four syllables.
Now you do.
Yeah, okay, so seeing Eagles fans lose their shit is like one of the best shows out there, even though it's just people on Twitter. That's fun. Flyers. Oh, you personally for the death of Clarence Swamptown.
Yeah, there's that. I guess I didn't even think of that. But I hate their fans. I hate that the league lets their stadium be just this Sodom and Gomorrah festival. It's just meanwhile, you know, guys are getting fined like $50,000 for, you know, nonsense, and they can throw full whiskey bottles at pregnant women, and it's just I hate everything about them.
Okay,
the Flyers organization is crumbling. I don't know anything about the 76ers. I hope they're crumbling.
Oh, it'll be a bad ending for them. It'll be a very bad ending for them every year. So you're going to be fine. You'll be happy.
I hope Embiid, I don't know how many knees he's on, like how many surgeries is he on?
Three or four, but he's got a couple more coming. He's on the ground half the time in a game, flopping all over the place. So I thank God you don't actually watch them, because I think you would probably somehow drive out to Philly and burn the city down yourself if you saw 5 minutes of him playing.
I've heard that his style of basketball is infuriating. Like, and for whatever reason, the refs just give him calls, even though he's done really nothing. Like, never really earned.
That's exactly right. He's very good and talented, but then he sells like four extra fouls per game just by being a flopping baby. And it's like, can you just like be really good at basketball? You'd be an MVP without doing that. And he just has to add on to it. So you would just please, for your own like mental stability, please do not watch Joel Embiid.
Oh, no, you're safe. It's not. I'm not going. Okay.
No, you don't need to beg.
There's zero chance.
Ever. I'll do my best to keep on living my life. Okay. All right. I'm going to have a hard time really getting into this game. I'm going to make sure I remind myself how much I hate those fans, because I do like Jalen Hurts. I like AJ Brown, but it doesn't matter. I need to remind myself it's not about those guys. I'm sorry, you guys. You need to lose for the good of the world. You know, it's really, like a sacrifice. Cool. Yeah. That's not, you know, I think that's right. Okay, so I'll just kind of keep giving myself that pep talk as we go into Sunday, so I'm ready to become a Mayfield man myself. Beyond that, I don't really know anything about the Buccaneers.
Nothing.
I know they cut Tyler Johnson.
No, what's his name? Antoine Winfield.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, great.
Yep.
It's
level angle.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Co-keefed, right, John?
I was going to say, is Co-keef still there?
Yeah, the giant redheaded dude from probably Buffalo. Let's say Buffalo.
They got a Buffalo man?
It's a western suburb. Wherever he's from, it's west.
Yeah. Okay.
Co-keefed is amazing because at every level, like, going back to his JV career, he got exactly 7 passes in every season. Junior high, high school, college. Now he's in the NFL. 7 catches every year.
I want to make sure I'm not having a stroke right now. Are you saying Co-keef?
Mm-hmm. Co-keefed.
Co-keefed.
That's why he keeps moving on, Brandon, because the scouts look at the roster and they're like, well, that guy must be amazing. And he catches 7 passes in JV. And then he goes to the U, and his teammates are like, D1? Really? Goes to the U and then catches 7 passes. Drafted. Co-keef. That's an awesome name. It truly is.
Gotta be.
NFL name. Destiny. Yeah.
Like if you're a marginal tight end prospect out there, let's say you're a junior in high school, you're a marginal prospect, like you might be getting some letters from like 1AA school, something like that. Change your name to Bo Beef. And I guarantee you've got an NFL career ahead of you.
That is a good. I actually is.
Awesome. I'm actually interested in hearing more about this Bo.
Yeah,
Bo guy. Okay, that was fun. Those are all of the playoff games. So I think we know what we're doing this weekend. Okay. I wanted to move on to a different sport, if that's okay.
Sure.
Wow. Love different sports. Depends. Which one?
Really quickly, wanted to talk about the Timberwolves. Sorry, I'll go quick. They won tonight. They
hold
beat
on.
The,
I want, yep, I yep. want to see Chicken's GIF reaction to what just happened right there.
It's not the guy who's rubbing his hands together. No.
Tracy. I want to say McGrady. I don't know why. It's not him. He's the basketball player. Tracy.
Morgan
in the car
from 30 Rocks. Yeah,
the car. Yep.
Okay, well, I'll go quick. I just wanted to point out that they are still the top number one in the West, and they won a game tonight by like 27 points. And most of the fans were like panicking the entire game, even though they were up by 20. At least the friends that I saw and the people on Twitter were like, oh, they just refused to put this team away. Like, well, they're up by 20. What do you guys need to be comfortable? And they're like, oh, they played all their, even Chris Finch played all of his guys like 35 minutes, even though they play tomorrow. Just we're all just so, for some reason, the Orlando Magic, the fear of God are in us, even though we're the one seed. So that was That's pretty crazy.
It's truly the definition of being a Timberwolves fan is that you look at this game, you check the score. Maybe you weren't watching the first half. Check score at halftime. It's 67-37. Uh-huh. And your first thought as a Timberwolves fan is, oh, here we go.
Oh, my God. This is going to be the worst one ever.
This is terrible. I can't believe they're up by 30 at halftime.
Well, I get the feeling that tomorrow's the back-to-back against Boston, the team with the actual best record in the league, don't know how many minutes the Wolves are going to give to
Co-keef might be playing for the Wolves.
Well, just because there's a giant
they're in Florida
storm on the they like literally have to stay in Orlando tonight. They can't fly into Boston tonight.
Right?
Really?
So
I did not
fly
see that.
Boston, you know, during the day.
Jesus.
They
want to.
There's like the perfect storm is off the coast, and the good ship and crew are in peril, as Gordon Lightfoot once said. If they don't run the They like tried to take off tonight. So
I just love how quickly that just tripped off your tongue
right off the tongue. Yeah,
it's sometimes always... you listen to the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald when you're driving. It's a thing that you do, John.
Yeah,
as big freighters go, this guy's being bigger dudes than most.
Anyway, yeah, I think honestly, Brandon, I think they like keep probably. I think they're considering tomorrow. Like, if we win tonight, whatever happens tomorrow is gravy.
And yep, gotta hope Troy Brown goes for 40 tomorrow. That's our
strategy. Gonna get 40 minutes of Nas tomorrow.
Yep.
Is Luka Garza still on the team?
I think he is. Yeah, he never plays.
Big night for Luka Garza.
Oh, it's gonna be a Garza.
You're guarding Tatum.
Yeah.
We need
43 minutes out of you.
So. Yeah. So they've settled into a really good team. And it's fun to watch. They're not like absolutely dominating because they're actually playing hard teams now. But they had we talked about it on this show, I think, a few weeks ago. They had 16 games in a row of teams with winning records. And we were desperate to go 8-8. And I think they'll end up going 9-7 or 10-6, depending on how tomorrow goes. I believe something like that. Again, I'm not looking this up anymore. It's close enough to write. So that's good. All is well. Kyle Anderson is bad now. Did you know that? You can't shoot worth a lick. Slow-mo. It's really sad. That's the one kind of bummer for the season is he's just
so like, if they were to make a move, it would be for a backup point guard. Is that basically it? Or
I think so. Kyle Anderson did a little bit of that last year, and he has really, really been struggling. McLaughlin's very, like, he's either, like, pretty good or terrible. I think those are kind of, like, his two lanes. He's never going to be great. Yeah. But I don't know if they have anything to give up to get a point guard, really. They obviously like cashed in the vast majority of their trade chips. So they've got a bunch of second rounders, and I don't think they're going to make any bigger move to move like Nas or anybody else. So my guess is this is the team, which is fine. I don't know about you guys. My hopes and dreams just are depending on a second round playoffs would be fantastic to me. Winning one playoff series would be like
a playoff series would be like winning the championship.
Yep.
For Timberwolves fans.
Our personal sportive championship. We'll get a banner and we'll send it over to Target Center.
The banner.
We'll hang the you want a playoff round sportive banner.
Well, I like a couple years ago when they won that play-in game against I think it was the Clippers. They won that first play-in game.
Yeah, they were down by like 10 in the fourth. And including me.
People were making fun of Timberwolves fans and the Timberwolves because they had I've always forget his name. What's his name? Guy who's a complete red ass.
Patrick Beverly.
Pat Bev was just going nuts and everyone was making fun.
I think
fun
he was like, crying.
Yeah. Like when do they
just get on the
when
team.
Do they have the when do they have the parade for this one? And I was like, I'll go to that parade. I would love to go to a Timberwolves parade.
I'm like, shit. That's great. Yeah, a parade. We should have had one. We should have, now looking back on it, it would have been funny for us to be like, oh, there is a parade. It's on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know what? We are having a parade. Just it would be
fuck you guys.
Everybody else would go to practice and Pat Bev just driving a convertible down Hennepin Avenue.
You know he would have done it.
Yep.
Damn it. Opportunity lost. That's all I wanted really quickly to do a lightning round on the Wolves. I also want to talk puck a little bit. John, how are your Wild doing? Chicken?
That Wild game was terrible last night, John.
Gosh, they're absolute garbage.
Oh, still?
They're total stinky garbage.
They didn't turn it around, huh?
Shit. They played, so the Wild have a lot of injuries, but they played Dallas last night, and Dallas was playing a goaltender that didn't even start in college, and he shut him out. The Wild lost 4-0.
Good God.
To a guy. The goaltender's name was Matt Murray, but it's not the Matt Murray who is a good NHL goaltender.
Brandon, Jesus. You know what the Twins have done in the Twins franchise history with like soft tossing AAA first start of their career guys who are horrible, and then the Twins end up getting like shut out. Uh-huh. And the guy will throw like 8 innings of 3-hit ball and then never do it that ever again in his entire life.
Yeah, a lot of peaks against us.
That's the Wild and nobody nondescript goalies. Wild do that all the time. Some team will call up a guy who's a nobody, has never done anything before, will never do anything after, but will come in and just shut the Wild down.
They've been doing that. I feel like that happened 10 times a game against the Royals, and the post game quotes would be like, he's throwing 84 miles an hour. Yes. I don't Jose Lima is now 60, and he just threw a complete game shutout against us. I don't know either.
Same exact thing.
Damn. Bummer.
So whenever I see Wild playing some crap goalie who nobody has ever heard of,
it's not going to be good.
Take your money. Go to what? Des Moines? No, where's the casino?
Oklahoma Joe's?
Yeah. Oklahoma Joe's?
No, Oklahoma Joe's is a Diamond barbecue Joe's. Place in Kansas City. You could go there. It's awesome. I don't know what you're doing Diamond there, Joe's. But
I want to bet all my money.
You can't place any bets at Oklahoma.
Sir, did you want brisket? Or
putting 50 on brisket.
Is that green beans?
Confused. You're like, is this a code? Do I get like an extra bonus plate?
Is Oklahoma Joe's
winking at
the
brisket
station?
Guy? Yeah.
Yes.
Now it's called Joe's Kansas City. There. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Triple Z? I think is the what you ordered.
The Z-Man sandwich.
Yeah.
It's the brisket sandwich with an onion ring on it, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
That'll do you right. Yeah. That'll get you where you need to go.
Anyways, that's
Diamond Joe's.
Goalies. Diamond Joe's.
Decorah, Luther, somewhere Storm around there.
Lake? South of the border.
That's where Clear Lake is where Buddy Holly died, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Decorah is where Toppling Goliath is.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Straight south of Rochester.
Okay. So not that. Some other town just across the border, Diamond Joe's.
Again, it's by Albert Lee. Just go straight south of Albert Lee.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. That's our puck talk. Let's get on to the top six.
Sure. Oh, did we cover the fact that the Wild, since I actually was watching part of the game last night?
Oh, yeah. No, please. The floor is yours.
The entire first period. They were on the power play the entire first period. Like literally all 20 minutes, they were on the power
and didn't have a shot.
They didn't score. It was so bad.
Didn't have a shot.
I felt so bad for John and Chicken just watching it. This has to be so frustrating.
I was watching Gopher Hockey.
That's right. They were on Fox Plus, weren't they?
They were on Fox Plus next to me.
Just a disappointing thing, Gopher Hockey.
So they were on the big screen, and then I had the Wild on the laptop, which is...
And he just slowly closed the laptop just through the second. It's like, no, not today, Satan.
Rather watch a screensaver.
Yeah.
And who's the kid who got the hat trick for the Gophers last night? Snuggerud? Is that right?
Doug.
Jimmy?
Dave's kid?
Correct. Dave's kid.
Okay. Well done. Nice pull.
The top two guys are, Pitlick.
Dr. Kreese in effect, y'all.
Our ex-Gophers kids, Pitlick and Snuggerud. Those are the two studs.
Oh, cool.
Need a couple Micheletti's and they'd be set.
I have no idea why I'm asking this, but didn't they recently, was it last year or the year before, they had like a first round pick on the Gophers who has now like since moved on? Like,
cool. Logan went to Arizona. Yeah. Now they got Oliver Moore, who's a first round pick. He came in, he's a freshman.
Okay. So Cooley, that's his name?
That was cool. Yeah. Cooley. He's doing okay down in Arizona.
Okay. All right.
Fine. Started slow, but he's picking it up.
Nice. I love that. But they're not doing well this year? Is that what's happening? Or just last night?
They're doing fine. No, they did well. The Gophers did well.
Yeah, they won.
They did really well.
Oh, okay.
They the shit out of it.
They're top 10, aren't they?
They're 10.
Okay.
I don't know where they're at.
I think they're the only Minnesota team in the top 10. I think SCSU is somewhere back in the 15-20 range. And
down year, huh?
I don't think your Dogs are doing anything this year.
My Dogs will be just fine. They'll
fucking win a title out of nowhere just to spite me. I get that. That's fine.
I have no idea what's going on with my Dogs, but they'll be just fine. Okay.
Yeah. Fuck
no
you.
Clue. No clue.
Fuck you.
All right. Top six.
All right. Threw this together at 8:20 when Brandon sent the text.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
We started recording at 8:30. Just people know. Get the timeline right.
Tonight's top six. Is the top six noble gases on the periodic table. Because there's six of them. That's why I've got six here.
So no honorable mention tonight.
Yeah, no, there will be no OLIs unless one of you is a scientist and knows something I don't. As you all know, noble gases are the inert gases.
Sure.
Yep.
So that just means they're inert.
I don't know why you had to say that. I mean, we all...
like Lewis seen.
Yeah, Lewisine, you know.
I was going to go with Kirk Cousins in that joke, but yeah.
Yep. So, anyhoozle. Number six, radon.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the worst.
The only noble gas one. I've the only noble gas I've had to pay money to mitigate in my house.
Seriously. True. True.
It's the one you got to mitigate.
Actively monitoring my radon in my house right now. Yep. So, yeah.
So, yeah, detect that shit, folks. Mm-hmm. It's a bad one. That's why it's
unless you're Superman, it's the only one that you have to mitigate in your
correct.
House.
That's
right. We're getting five. There. It's going to be ranked down.
Yeah.
That's the joke will make more sense.
Yeah, hold on.
Hold on, John.
Chicken throwing out the periodic table jokes yet again.
Here we go. It's just classic his way. Hits. Yeah.
Number five, xenon. That basically it's there because it begins with an X and
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Named actually, after former defenseman Greg Xenon.
You think it's like Xenon, like Xavier? Maybe am I pronouncing it wrong?
I've never heard it pronounced. Nobody's ever said the word.
No one knows. There's no real way to find out, so we should probably just keep going.
Future generations will pronounce it the way you did because you're the first person to say it out loud. So this is our only frame of reference is Stu on the sport.
Let's call it Xenon.
Xenon.
All right. Number four, argon.
Yeah.
It's a working man's noble gas, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't want the credit. It just does its job without complaint.
Makes you flashy enough to be top three, I suppose.
It doesn't care to be on the medal stand. It's fine with four.
It makes you think of Rocket Ismail in the CFL.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Argonauts.
For the Argonauts.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Argon Forest in Germany. Yep. Exactly. Yeah.
Look at that.
That's what I was thinking.
Learning a little history here.
Sure are.
Number three, Krypton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Superman's from there.
There's the joke.
That's number three.
Yeah. Feels right.
Yep. Number two, helium.
Ooh.
It's just, again, it's getting there on its history. It's because you get the funny voice.
They're saying we're going to run out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
There's been a shortage.
Amount left.
Like our grandkids won't. You'll talk about how you could, suck into a balloon or whatever and have a funny voice and be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
The drugs you guys did made no sense to me. What? Like, you didn't even get high. You just laughed. You played a balloon and in the air and you'd all just stare up in the sky as the balloon floated away. And that was like probably 10 minutes of entertainment for us. It was awesome.
We're gonna find out helium was like really, really, really bad for us. And it's going to be like, you find out what was in Coca-Cola, like it's
that was just cocaine.
Cocaine.
It's the noble gas that's made the most 3-year-olds cry as a balloon is floated away.
I would think so. Yeah. I don't know what number one is, though.
Well, number one has made more 3-year-olds cry because their dads are in a bar, looking at it every night.
In a very sort of orthogonal sense, yes, I'll give you that one.
And my concern with helium going away is like, are they still going to have like the Macy's parade? And there's going to be dragging like a flat Garfield down the avenue of the Americas.
Yeah, that's a great point. We got to get NASA on this. Is somebody thinking about this? Is anybody thinking about this?
Josh Dobbs has got a lot of off-season here, so can maybe do some work on that.
Jobs, get in here. I got a job for you.
We got to do something about SpongeBob. All right. Number one, and if you've been following this, you probably know, neon.
Yeah.
All the good signs happen.
Yeah.
There's not good. Think of a good sign. It's got neon.
That's it. Neon.
Signs,
I can't think of one that doesn't.
Good ones.
The Hollywood sign?
Live Nude Girls?
They'll say Miller High Life. They'll say checks cashed. They'll say open. I mean, it's a world of neon. A
lot of information in a delightful way.
Mm-hmm. Vacancy.
What can't you do?
Sometimes no vacancy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cable. Hourly rates. I mean,
jacuzzi.
all the best informations.
Mm-hmm.
There is a sign that doesn't have neon that when I think about it, makes me laugh every time. It's my buddy's hometown in northwest Minnesota of Angus, Minnesota, the hometown sign when they paint over the G, the kids keep painting over the G constantly.
They can't stop it.
Welcome to anus. It's that makes me laugh every
time. Oh yeah. Danielle's
never
parents,
not funny.
Danielle's parents live in Shoreview and every third time we go there, we're actually entering Horrorview.
It's the greatest.
I just keep. It's like it's right. It's a huge sign. What do you want me to do? I'm 17 years old. I have to turn this into Horview.
It gives me hope for the future that the kids still think that's funny. Like that's actually that they go.
They never progress beyond that level of humor, which is good. They're not evolving that quickly. You know, they're dorks just like us.
Yeah. Quick thing. When I went out to Colorado over the holidays to visit my daughter, there's like you know the deer sign. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's an area. There were a couple signs by the reservoir we went to. Just someone put a huge dick and balls in on the deer.
Oh, good.
Every huge, time. I mean, it was like literally back to back signs.
Yep.
It's like, oh.
They did the first one and they're like, I'm doing it again.
Oh, you got to watch out for it.
So good. It's so good. Oh.
Be dick aware.
Think if it was really just. The Colorado DOT just put it up. Just,
you never know.
Like, you know what? They're going to pay attention to this sign more if we pretend that a kid put a dick and balls on the deer. It's our engagement rate will go up.
Here's my gift for that one.
That's right.
Okay. The pointing to your head guy.
I mean, it works. It works.
Yeah, I noticed. I looked out for deer then too.
Mm-hmm.
Those things kind of fade into the background if you're driving through the mountains, but
you think about
and
it.
You see the dick and balls, you know, yep, gonna be some deer
it's
here.
To be your deer. Wait, what?
Pretty well hung ones too, I guess. So
you gotta keep like extra good look because you never know. If you see, you might want to snap a pic of like, dude, check out this deer. Oh man, that's really good. Top six, thanks so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I could have swore you put more time into it, but okay. My last question is dad life related. I'm curious. We didn't ask you to think about this beforehand, but do any of you have any resolutions? It's the start of the year. It's January. It's time for us to become better men. Stu's resolution is drinking sparkling hop water.
Dry January, Stu.
The whole month?
Day nine.
Oh boy.
Is it just dry January or are we giving it up full stop?
Just dry January and there is a THC exception.
I see. Okay. So
you're super high a couple of times.
green and so
I'm not in my right mind the entire month, just so you know. It's not that. Yeah. It's just all right.
I'm not gonna live my life without chemical inducing. Are you I'm crazy? Not gonna,
like, if you never... think I'm in a raw dog reality, you're out of your fucking mind. You're
out of your mind.
Jesus.
I have a question. I've never tried a hop water. What's your review?
It's fine. It scratches the itch for me. That's like it's got that hoppy flavor to it.
I don't know what it is.
It's basically beer without
sparkling water beer.
So it tastes like beer, or does it taste like a sparkling like a?
No, it tastes like if Miller High Life was a LaCroix. That's what it would taste like.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's hopped seltzer water.
It sounds like awful the way you just described that. It scares me how bad that sounds. Miller High Life combined with
it does not do the trick. But I like it a little more than near beer. So that's.
Yeah, more than that. I mean, okay. Just because it's more distinct and not like it's own thing or something.
It definitely has a hoppiness to it that I don't get from like a NA beer. So
well, I'll try it. I'm down. I'm not doing dry January, but
the Lagunitas one's pretty good. Ours is really good. Obviously, I'm a simp, but
yeah.
That's it. It's beer without the malt.
I don't.
You're not going to get like any like body to it. It's very
thin,
very light.
Like okay.
Yeah. It's just beer without the grain. That's all.
Mm-hmm. So is someday...
that water and alcohol, obviously.
That's water.
Yeah, it's basically
beer without the grain or alcohol, isn't that water?
Yeah, it's seltzer with like hops in it. Does that make sense?
Beer
it's the
flavoring?
Gift of that blonde haired kind of with the yellow t-shirt guy. What the fuck?
Yes, that is exactly what it is.
I haven't heard of it. I'll have to try it.
I've never, have you done dry January before?
No.
I have neither.
Just doing it for fun, just to see what happens.
Great. Good for you.
Lost a couple pounds,
It's good to stay away from alcohol. I can't do it myself, but it sounds great. I've realized for me, it's just the flavor is the thing that I don't even care about the feeling of being drunk as much as I like the taste of hazy beers.
Oh, yeah. And
I'm going to enjoy my next beer quite a bit.
Yeah.
I can vouch for that.
I like the feeling. I don't want to say like I do enjoy being buzzed. I'm not saying that, but like if it was like, hey, for
and
the
you
month,
love
you can
driving
get as,
when you're buzzed. It's
you can
great.
Get as drunk as you want, but it's got to be on like wine or something. I'd be like, nah, I don't even. I mean, I might, but I would not. I don't know.
I feel like Brandon is live right now taking an alcoholic quiz just out loud. Like, would you get smashed on white? Well, I guess if I had to, I would try it. That sounds good, actually.
Nobody said a single thing. And I was like, I just like the taste of it. Okay. You're like, I don't.
I like the buzz part.
You weren't even talking.
I will say.
It probably is the buzz.
If somebody wanted to promote that dry January by starting the year, by making sure you know how bad it can feel to not be being sober, having the Vikings play the Packers on New Year's Eve was a stroke of genius for whoever.
I was going to drink some really like good expensive beers during the game. I finished a can and a half and it was just like, ah, fuck this. Like, it was just like, so just.
I think most of Minnesota was on dry January, at least for the first week. Cause they were like, no, I'm taking a break. It was a bad night. It's been a rough week. I don't feel good.
I was dry for 9 years and I didn't like it. I'm not going back. I didn't like it. I didn't take and I'm never going back.
It was
well, you
two
had the 9 years.
The
they can't take that from you.
Well, it was my first 9 years.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Yeah. It's a good run. It's going to be hard to top. Why would you even try to beat that now? Yeah.
No. Nothing.
That's true.
Raw dogging reality is a great way to put it.
Oh, it's been written down.
That's the title.
I had a resolution to not get ejected from a baseball game and not get any technicals at a basketball game. And I made it 6 days.
Brandon.
All right. Yeah. Tell us more.
I want to give me every detail. Are you
I'm going to assume you did not get ejected at a baseball game on January 6th.
This is not as good of a story as the baseball one.
Because there's only baseball being played right now is either in Japan or in South America.
No.
If you got ejected from a Dominican Winter League game on January, I do want to hear it. I want to hear that story for sure, but I just don't think that it happened.
I don't
happened.
Even know you're out of the. Very stupid. I was just yelling at a referee. And he teed me up and it was embarrassing. And starting on January 7th, now I do my resolution.
What did you yell? What did you yell to get the technical?
Were you coaching? What age group?
Coaching my sixth graders. I'm the assistant coach.
Oh my God.
The assistant coach.
I'm the assistant coach. Yep. Our kids had a perfect screen, the best screen you've ever seen in your life, the most beautiful perfect screen you've ever seen, and a kid just ran into him because the other team's teammates didn't tell him there was a screen coming, plowed into him. My kid's like on the floor, he's a tough kid and he's crying because he got hit so hard, and they called a foul on the kid who was lying on the floor like rolling around, and I got very mad and I was just like, that's ridiculous, you don't know the rules. Pay attention. You can't call it on our kids, whatever. And he just was like, calm down, knock it off. And I just kept yelling at him. It's ridiculous. And he finally teed me up. So it's not a really good story, but it shouldn't have happened. I'm stupid, but I just can't believe
it's a resolution.
I want to make it clear. I don't actually care about the outcomes of these games that much. I just fucking hate referees so much. I cannot handle it. The game gets over. The other coaches are fuming mad about whatever. I'm like, I don't know, who gives a shit? They're in sixth grade. But I'm seriously like, I'm doing everything I can to not go over and scream at this referee. Fuck. I just yelled, that's ridiculous. And he teed me up. You can say that stuff to other human beings, just so you know. I say it a lot to other people.
I'm delighted that this referee, in your first telling of the story, you got hot under the collar, let's say, and this referee did offer you a chance to calm down. Like he said, all right, calm down. And I'm delighted that you decided to keep going. Be like, no, I haven't had my say yet.
Maybe just take the left here, honey. You just keep going straight.
Nope.
How many technicals does your son have on the season?
Do you have more than him? That's what I'm really.
Yes, but just the one. I just have the one this year and one last year.
No. You have more.
Just two total. I only have two technicals total. It's not bad. I've been coaching for 4 years, and that's two teams. And, you know, so if you add up the games, it's, you know, it's minuscule.
In a way, you're a hero.
Yeah. I mean, imagine how many I could have had. I mean, you know, I could have won a game. So there's so many times that I didn't get technicals, which I think is what we should be celebrating.
You know,
I coached six games, and five of those games, I didn't even get one technical.
Nobody's talking about
that. I didn't even get a single technical. And they're talking about the one that I did get that automatically gave 2 points to the other team, and we lost by three. I mean, no, that's the only thing that they're talking about, which is just ridiculous. The focus is on the wrong thing. Anyway, it's not as good of a story as me yelling interesting after a guy. and then the guy slaps me on the ass.
I love all of them. I love all the ejection ones. I love them all.
I'm not going to do them anymore. It's over.
No, it was literally the thing that you said of all. There's an infinite list of things not to do in a calendar year. You could have picked from any of infinite.
I could have I'm just going to have fewer carbs.
Infinite. You picked one thing.
Do 10 push-ups a day. There's so many things I could have done.
You did, you know, less than what, a week?
It was Sunday, so I made it the week. It was the week. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't get through the week.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
One.
I can't even.
One thing you told yourself you weren't going to, and it's not even that. It's not, I'm going to train for a marathon, like something.
Mm-mm. Not that
physically, no, it's just
I'm just not gonna. I should have known. I mean, I'm gonna get it. I just hate these guys, all of them, so much. What am I doing to my why would I sign myself up for something? So it's, I might as well have said, I'm gonna climb Everest. I'm climbing Everest this year.
I want to know the psychological profile behind the, because I hear what you're saying. You don't care about the game.
Mm-mm.
Or the outcome, just that the refs are wrong. And not only are they wrong, they won't admit it. They told you, you end up being punished for them being wrong.
And that's very dismissive and condescending. It's the shittiest way to treat another human being. And for some reason, they get to put on this stupid little uniform. They go, I can treat everybody like this. In no other walk of life can you talk to other people like this. No matter how they're talking to you, you have some sort of agreement of like, we're both human beings. Nope, not refs. They're above us all. They're better than us somehow. Fucking morons. God, I hate them. Every one of them.
The thing that I don't know what things are like down here in the Twin Cities. Maybe there's a lot of extremely professional career referees, people who are doing nothing but referee sixth grade basketball games. So I'm speaking from a point of ignorance here. But when I played sixth grade basketball, there's a pretty good chance that I knew the ref, like he was the science teacher at school.
Mm-hmm.
It's not these people who get off on a party. It's the person that they could find that knew 85% of the rules.
Yeah.
That knew which way to point when they blew a whistle. And I'm just delighted that you're absolutely raking this guy over the coals. Like, this is who you are. This is the person that you choose to be because you want to be here refereeing a sixth grade boys basketball game.
It's just the greatest. I
do say stuff like that. I probably shouldn't. But again, like the other ref came up and was like, yeah, because the other guy was one who called the foul that I was yelling about. This guy had nothing to do with it. That teed me up. But then I found the other guy and he was like, yeah, I don't know. I thought he was moving a little bit on the pick. I'm not sure. Whoa, but I just the Eva, angle I saw. And I was like,
part you left out. The guy who called the foul wasn't the one who kicked who you gave got me the into tea. It with.
Correct. That guy was at the other end of the court. I'm yelling at him. This guy's like, hey, all right, whatever. And I was like, dude, it's just ridiculous.
Told you to calm down is what really.
Yep. Yep.
What could have he done at that time that you would have not gotten a tee? Because you were getting one. But what
No. He didn't need to give me one. I was sitting down and the play had started. And I just said, it's just ridiculous. He could have just ignored me and let it go. All the other guys let me say stuff like that. This guy didn't because he's a moron. He's the biggest moron of all of them. And the guy who called the foul, he came over later and I was like, hey man, you know, I just get an explanation. He just is like, oh yeah, I thought he fouled him. I'm not sure. Maybe I got the angle wrong, but I was like, oh, okay, we're fine. You're a normal human being. I like you. You're not like pretending you're God. This other fucking guy. I was like, he shouldn't be refereeing. You should go talk to him. He shouldn't be refereeing. He's like, yeah, all right, yeah, I'll go talk to him. I'm sure he was like, get the fuck out of here. You think I'm going to go tell my other referee? Hey, yeah, this other guy made some pretty good points. I don't think you should be reffing anymore. I'm convinced. He told me what you did, and I don't think it's fair. I'm on his side. You need to go home for the day. Yeah, right. But he's very, okay, yep, I'll talk to him. That's right. That's, boy, I didn't know that's why he teed you up. That is silly. He's dramatic. And I was like, thank you. Vindication. And I'm sure, like, I walked away and he immediately is doing like double jerk off motion to my back.
Oh,
it's just not good.
Brandon, do you think if there was a ref who you really needed to just set straight, and the only way you could get to him was by taking Jeff Epstein's plane and everyone would find out?
I like this.
Would you forsake letting that ref know what's up? Or would you push Alan Dershowitz and Stephen Hawking out of the way to get into group two?
Just because they're on those, just because we're on those call logs does not mean that we did anything wrong, okay? It's just a flight that you take sometimes with friends. It doesn't mean, you know, I didn't even barely know the guy.
Did you say Stephen Hawking?
Yes.
He would pull an emergency brake. He's pulling the brake. That's good.
Clinton's making fun of him. It's not nice. Stop it, Bill.
Look at this guy.
Anyway, sorry for that.
It's a real Sophie's choice. That's my that's my answer.
Really
have to think through it.
Taking us there, but I figured we were close to being done and I could drop that joke in.
It is funny because you hesitated in a way and I was like, oh, this might be kind of a heartfelt question here.
Nope.
And then you
wanted to make an Epstein joke. Yep, that's what I wanted to do.
Exact opposite.
9:55 Tuesday night, Epstein material.
Oh, man. Well, that's probably as good a time as any. I've run out of content. Anyone else have anything else to share with the group before we part ways?
No.
Today is January 9th. I will be putting it on the socials, but I'm leaving for London in 1 week. So please give me all of your... Yeah. Oh, cheerio. So, yeah, you guys might have to... Maybe I'll call in at 4 a.m. from London. You never know. Who knows?
Are you going to any sporting events while you're over there? How long are you over there for?
I'm over there for 5 days. Danielle's going out for work, so she'll be there for like 8 days. No, not planning to right now. I know Arsenal's playing, so we might just go to like a bar right by the stadium. Because I went to it one time in like whatever the first year was. It was 2004, yeah. 2005, right around then. So I've been there. It was incredible. So we may just go on Saturday and check out the scene somewhere. So that's kind of our plans right now. I don't know. Maybe. Should I? I probably should, right?
Yep. You should. I mean, you're there.
But is it like...
Why go to a bar next to the stadium? Just go to the stadium. You're in London.
I'm concerned
there
about...
There are refs at the stadium, Brandon.
Yeah, I'll take one of those out.
You
international
can say whatever
incident.
You want to them.
What if you start a chant that catches on forever about refs? That they sing... for centuries.
Yeah, there was some guy here
what
hated refs so
interesting.
Much. Yeah, I gotta work in ridiculous, interesting. The other tech guy just yelled nope super loud when a guy made a call and he teed me up for that. That sucked. That was really embarrassing because I yelled it so loud everybody heard it. Like all the other parents are like, well, yeah, dude, we're on the other side of the court and we all heard you scream out nope.
The parents on your team are all making the team.
Oh my
motion.
God. They were so
like,
just
somebody's
like,
got to teach this guy a lesson.
Idiot. Why are you? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, just wanted to share. Let's call it a day.
Alrighty.
Okay. Goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.